Thank you, Excellency. I'll be addressing some of the issues related to economic and social rights. With regards to ensuring the right to work, the government has made tremendous efforts through formulating policies, adapting legislations, designing and implementing programs, and designating responsible institutions. Within the reporting period, three international instruments have been adopted. Nationally, the employment policy and strategy, the manufacturing industry policy, the plan of action for job creation, the homegrown economic reform agenda, the second growth and transformation plan, the running 10 years development plan, and so many others are the core documents guiding the government to ensure the right to work. Several legislations, including the labor proclamation, the civil servants proclamation, the social health insurance proclamation, the two private and public sector employees pension legislations, and several others have been amended, offering much more space for the enjoyment of the right. Also, new legislations such as the Industrial Park Proclamation, the Special Economic Zones Proclamation, and the Revised Refugee Proclamation has been ensuring provisions aiming at creating jobs and favorable conditions of work. Several cross-sectoral institutions are with coordinated mandates to oversee the proper enjoyment of the right. On the right to social security, the successful productive safety net program has widened its coverage during the period under review, and the total number of beneficiaries increased to 9 million, among which approximately 52% of the beneficiaries are women. In addition, around 625,135 urban residents are now also benefiting from the program. Through the direct support, the cash transfer reached 90.4 billion Ethiopian birr, along with the provisions of 134,340 metric tons of crops. The social security scheme covering employees of both public and private sectors has also been improved through legislative amendments with the introduction, among others, of the pension adjustment range, which is reduced from 5 years to 3 years. Accordingly, the minimum monthly pension before the amendment has been adjusted with approximately 200% increment. On the right to adequate standard of living, as part of the efforts to ensure the right to food, Ethiopia has been revolutionizing wheat production and achieving food self-sufficiency through improved climate resilient, high grain yielding, better grain quality, and heat tolerant wheat varieties able to grow on the lowland areas. Compared to the 2019 wheat production coverage, which was around 3,500 hectares, the 2024 coverage has increased to 3,002,000 hectares of land. The overall volume of Ethiopia's crop production has also increased from 299.9 million quintals in 2016 to 388.3 million quintals in 2021, representing the annual growth rate of 5.3%. The participatory small-scale irrigation development program has also been successful in achieving significant results in ensuring food security at the household level. By the year 2024 alone, the program has benefited more than 34,000 people through irrigating approximately 7,773 hectares of land, enabling to produce up to 3 times a year. With commendable results, this program will continue to be implemented throughout the country to benefit more and more households. On the right to water, Ethiopia has taken several measures to address problems of water scarcity, accessibility, and affordability. By the year 2020, the coverage for access to potable water in urban areas reached 85%, while the coverage in rural areas is 62%. Complementing with other initiatives, the One Wash National Program so far enabled more than 20 million people to gain access to clean water. The second phase of the Urban Water Supply and Sanitation Program has brought huge investments in piped water systems, contributing to the rise of water supply coverage and better sanitation facilities in cities such as Addis Ababa and regional capitals, with a focus on affordability for low-income households. On human rights and poverty, Ethiopia has registered successive economic growth over the past decades with significant progress in reducing poverty and hunger and improving health, education, and living conditions. Fueling the successive achievements, the homegrown economic reform agenda has made significant improvements in the country's development path. Major pillars consisting of the homegrown economic reform agenda includes the macro-financial reforms, structural reforms, and sectoral reforms, which are aimed at achieving macroeconomic stabilization and returning to the high growth track. In all these major pillars, sectors which are keen in alleviating poverty, such as agriculture, education, health, water roads, and natural resource management have been prioritized. the government had allocated about two-thirds of its total budget to poor sectors to back up these priority sectors. Consequently, poverty rates decreased from 23.5% to an estimated 19% in the years from 2016 to 2020, respectively. Furthermore, there was an increase in the proportion of government spending on essential services like education, health, and water, rising from 39% in 2016 to 41% in 2020. I thank you.
Finally, I will invite